it's time to hold on to something solid that can't be taken away, that's going to protect you and your family through the financial storm. The system is rigged. It's not set up in your favor. It's set up to benefit the elite. And through the school system, you are kept in the dark and on the treadmill. Well, enough's enough. Today is the day to take back control and protect your family's financial future. Visit goldbusters.co.uk and let us help you today.
Good morning, it's the 23rd of April. It's a Tuesday. I apologise for missing out Monday yesterday, but I was flying back from Brazil via America, had 40 hours on the road. So we're going to catch up today, and I'm going to start with a bit of a shocker. Terrorism, as we know it, is a complete scam. And the reason I mention this is we've all been brainwashed into believing that the Islamists are the terrorists. Well, I can tell you right now, having lived in and worked in Islamic countries for many, many years, 99% of them are absolutely wonderful people. But I will cover this all up by saying that the CIA, the American Secret Service, and Mossad, the Israeli Secret Service, they worked together to create all of these attacks, whether it was 9/11, whether it was COVID, the whole thing was all done by them, all done to scare us. And they've worked together to divide us as people against Christian, against Muslim, against the whole division thing, divide and conquer. And if you go back in time, you'll find out that Al-Qaeda was created by them. ISIS is the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, created by them. All of these, the Houthis, Hezbollah, Hamas, all created by the CIA and Mossad, the Israeli Secret Service. So we've been absolutely played by the Secret Services to create this war. And I broke it down because I got to the airport in Miami and I asked where the fast track lane was. And they said, oh no, we had to close that because of COVID. And I went, what part of that statement makes any sense at all to somebody who thinks critically? And when you start looking at it through a clear mind, you start to realise we've been lied to on a grand scale.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned about Israel. So there's been an update on the October the 7th incident in Israel. Recent developments reveal that the Israeli intelligence chief was dismissed following the events of that day. Though officially termed a resignation, it's widely understood as a consequence of the failure to prevent the Hamas attack. Major General Aharon Haliva's departure marks a significant development, prompting questions about the timing and possible motives behind the decision. Why now? Why is it taking till now?
Well, Paul, I will say, I've said it so many times, I'm going to say it again. The light is exposing the darkness, and we're seeing things we never dreamt we'd see, and there is plenty of it. Drew?
Well, let's add to that, Paul, because we saw a video yesterday, didn't we, about the Jewish protests and how they don't want anything to do with the genocide that's going on.
Yep.
You're absolutely right, Drew. The Jews don't.
They don't.
And what we've got is a very, very corrupt minority, whether it's Jewish, whether it's Muslim, whether it's political, they're all the minority. They're being exposed. Most of the Jews, most of them, are good people. Most of them. I would say well over 95% of them are good people. But you've got this tiny minority that have control of the media, control of the government, control of AIPAC. They're the ones that are doing the damage, and they're being exposed right now.
Well, not that it looks like we're hating on Israel today, but recent events involve the arrest of 25 Israelis attempting to sacrifice goats at the Al-Aqsa compound, with one goat found in a baby carriage. Strange. Reports suggest right-wing Israeli groups plan to slaughter red heifers on the Mount of Olives, aiming to fulfill a Jewish purification ritual for building the third temple. Such actions risk inflaming tensions in Jerusalem as they challenge the status quo at sensitive religious sites and could fuel calls for the demolition of the Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Well, we're seeing a lot of provocation on all sides at the moment, and I would urge every single one of us to look at humanity and be kind to one another. At the moment, we're just seeing aggression against different groups of people, and I would urge also those on the what we call the right of politics to show kindness to those on the left. They won't actually appreciate it, but you can't be evil with evil. You can only be evil with kindness and good.
Pro-Palestine hackers have claimed they have hacked Israel Defense Force, unearthing a trove of top secret documents from their computers. Anonymous, the hackers' organization, said it now has 20 gigabytes of data and nearly a quarter of a million documents linked to the Israeli military after the breach.
Yep, it goes back to the exposure, Drew. Everything is being exposed. The light will expose the darkness. There's nothing, there's nowhere to hide anymore. Everything will be exposed. And that leads me into what's happening in New York with the Trump court case. The corruption is being exposed. It has to be done, because otherwise the public would not believe what's going on. Trump has put up the bond of $150 million, and they decided that wasn't good enough. They didn't want his money. They wanted his property. And the judge said, no, his money is good enough. You're not having his property. This is just showing the level of corruption that there is in this evil group of people. This is a war between good and evil. Which side are you on?
Heading over towards Ukraine. Suspected Russian GPS jamming near the Baltic region has disrupted thousands of British flights. Ryanair and Wizz Air reported numerous issues with their satellite navigation systems, with a handful of flights from British Airways, Jet2, EasyJet and TUI also experiencing disruptions. Despite the potential risks to air travel, particularly during critical phases like takeoff and landing, pilots are equipped with training to rely on alternative instruments in the absence of GPS navigation.
But if in doubt, Paul, blame Russia and China. It's so typical, and you can bet your life that the CIA are behind this, so they can blame Russia. This is how corrupt they are. They always blame Russia. Blame Russia. The other thing, of course, having got my own private pilot's license many, many years ago, I know that most pilots can actually fly a plane without all of this stuff, but they've become very much dependent on this sort of stuff nowadays, because that's the way the world has gone. But I would suggest that 99% of pilots out there are more than capable of taking off, landing, and finding and plotting their own route. Even in the old days, where they used to have landmarks that they could spot on the ground to fly over. These guys are not stupid.
Going over to Mark Zuckerberg, Meta will force its artificial intelligence onto billions of users worldwide via its immensely popular WhatsApp Messenger and Instagram mobile apps. Known as the Meta AI, the chatbot is a direct competitor to OpenAI's ChatGPT, which is built directly into Windows 11.
Yeah, they're desperately pushing this AI right now, and there's nothing that beats NI, which is natural intelligence. AI is artificial and it's not very intelligent. I know that because I was born Charles Ward, and everybody knows me as Charlie Ward. And if I put Charlie Ward into the system doesn't recognize it, whereas common sense does.
I'll tell you what, Charlie, I can add to that, because I've been trying AI on Windows 11, and my God, it's not suited to more than the basic task. That's it. It's just dumb stuff.
I'm considerably older than both of you. And there used to be a saying, and I don't know if you remember this, the computer says no.
I do remember that. And that TV show would never, ever be allowed to be aired in today's climate.
No, it wouldn't. But that sums it all up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that was the news on the Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2024. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday for the news and also for the Insiders Club.
See you later, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening and thanks for following. If you want to know more, join me at charlieward.com. Follow me on the Insiders Club, where we'll keep you right up to date.